The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. You know what? This is going to be our first time ever. We are celebrating the Passover on April 22nd, Friday, at the Hilton Garden Hotel on IH-10 at the Rim. This is the first time ever that I will not cook, I will not prepare the food, I will not decorate for the Passover. I will not know what to do with myself. Of course, the year 2016 is the beginning of many beginnings, and this is a first. I will have all the time in the world. So we will have the most wonderful time with Jesus. I am so excited. So what I'm going to do, because I don't have to cook, I don't have to work, I don't have to do anything, I am going to isolate myself for the first few days before the events, so I'll be more than ready. It's going to be the first time ever that also the attendees will pay for their dinner. That's a first. For the past several years, Freedom Fellowship Church and the core team pooled our resources together and we offer it to everybody for free. Now, glory to God. 2016 is a good year. I will concentrate on spiritual things. And of course, on what am I going to wear? It's going to be a formal affair if you're planning on attending. And it's going to be $50 per person. So if you want to join us, give us a call at 210-695-1630. Or you can go to our website at sogmi.org. And you can register and pay. So we will eat the traditional lamb and leavened bread, but the celebration will not be based on the Jewish Passover celebration. We celebrate Passover under the new covenant, Jesus Christ, front and center. Jesus, our Passover. New things, better things coming our way. Glory to God. In Luke chapter 22, verse 19, and Matthew 26, verse 26, Jesus celebrated the last Passover with his disciples before he was arrested. And he broke bread with them. And he says in Luke chapter 20, 19, and Matthew 26, 26, is when you do this, when you break bread together in celebrating the Passover, do this in remembrance of me. So we're following what he commands. We are required to celebrate the Passover. Okay? So it's going to be awesome. Last week, 2 weeks after my trip in the Philippines, the ladies prepared a gourmet meal for me at Deborah's beautiful home. And everything is well thought of. It's just a wonderful, wonderful dinner. The decorations, the flowers, the food. Of course, the food was prepared by Nancy. She prepared us a gourmet meal, and Deborah prepared the dessert, of course. And it was an awesome event. We were there for 6 hours, but it seemed like we were sitting there talking for only 2 hours. Everything is perfect. I was so happy. I did not have to minister to anyone. I did not have to pray for anyone. We sat down, ate our dinner, and we talked about Jesus and all the great things he has done and about ready to do. I decided to discuss about the love of God today and for the next several weeks because I am walking in a certain level with God, and I tend to take for granted simple but powerful message about the love of God. I assume that everybody is experiencing God the way I did. But when each of the core team, the ladies, shared what touched them the most from my teachings, from this ministry, I was stunned of the many different things they got, things they gleaned from the teachings, and the revelation that transformed their lives. But all of them pointed towards the love of God. So I endeavor not to give you the whole counsel of God in one program, but to take you step by step that will propel you higher in 2016. I might skin you alive once in a while, but the focus and my motivation is to take you with me to the most exciting time of your life with Jesus as a Christian. So for the next few weeks, I will be teaching you how to move in the power of God. I will be discussing with you about the love of God, the Word of God, the authority of the believer, and anointing. We're going to revisit all of those major topics. It is high time that we in the body of Christ move in power. So make it your confession every day, this prophecy for 2016 and beyond. And make it personal. So repeat after me. In 2016, I will look good, I will feel good, I will live good, I will be good, I will sound good, and I will do good. All for the glory of God, for my own benefit, and for the benefit of His people. Amen. Doesn't that sound wonderful? So let me go back to the topic of today, the love of God. I mentioned to you 2 weeks ago how I was affected or overwhelmed after the business conference and the prophetic gathering of the saints in the Philippines. I was so overwhelmed how God moved and how the leaders, about 1,500 of them, received the message. It was overwhelming for me. See, my dear brothers and sisters, I did not fast. I did not pray before the event. I hardly prepared for this gathering. One reason is that we have held prophetic gatherings before here in the United States, sometimes with hundreds of people in attendance, many times less than 100, and sometimes less than 50. The most that I personally prayed and prophesied to pastors and ministers is about 550 pastors. I prayed and prophesied to each and every one of them. And after that event, I was so tired. So I did not know how to prepare for thousands of people in attendance. And physically, I cannot see how I will be able to do it. But I reminded myself on how the Holy Spirit touched and slain hundreds and thousands of people in our miracle crusades and leadership trainings. They were all piled up on top of each other. So I did not even try to figure things out. I took my notes. I studied. And I picked some scriptures. That's all I did. I had my notes on all the events, but I did not use 80 to 85% of those notes. One of the biggest events is the business conference. This conference was held for the purpose of preparing and training God's people for the transfer of wealth. It was the last big event in the city. And as soon as I took the microphone, the Lord changed the message. And for the next 5.5 hours, I spoke, ministered, prophesied, and nobody moved. And I dare say that it is the most anointed event last month. I did not do anything. All I did is to show up and yielded to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people in attendance fell in love with Jesus all over again. You could see it in their faces. They were in fire for the things of God. Alone in my hotel room, I was so overwhelmed with what I saw, with what I experienced. I have held many conferences, and I can truly say that God moved in all of our events. But this was different because the year that we are in, the move of God is far stronger. It is more glorious. because it is the season where the plan of God was shared to his people. I did not do anything. I told God in that hotel room, I cannot sleep. I don't know how to calm myself. I felt that I do not deserve this position that I was in. So I told God and said, Lord, I feel that I do not deserve this position of glory. You require so little of me, and yet you have given me so, so much. I was really crying with joy. I did not know what to do with myself. That night and through the early morning, I ministered before God, and then he told me, Christina, I used you mightily, and I will continue to use you because I love you. And you love me back, and you have love for my people. The tenderness of the Holy Spirit was so overwhelming. The Lord reassured me that I deserve to be in my position because he is the one who appointed me. I did not appoint myself. In John chapter 15, verse 16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. And I asked God something important to me last year, and he manifested that request. He answered my prayer and gave me much, much more. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. My dear brothers and sisters, whatever you do, there is no way that you can earn his love. He loved you first. And settle in your heart with that truth. Don't look at the facts. Don't look at your failings. Don't look at all the turmoil all around us. But settle on the truth. Settle on John 15, 16. You did not choose him, but he chose you. And he demonstrated his love for us, that while we were sinners, he died for us. He already called you. So, you cannot earn that love. You can try, but you don't have to. He loved you first. Instead, receive his love. Receive him and accept him as your Lord and Savior. He is so good. From my experience with God and my knowledge of who he is, I want to encourage you to believe on what he is saying to you. He loves you. I want to encourage you to receive and meditate on his promises to you. Get to know him and his character, and then learn of his ways of doing things and apply them to your everyday life. What do I do before big events such as the conferences? What I learned is to yield and to rest in him. I yield myself and I allow the Holy Spirit to lead. Do not consider yourself or your reputation, because it will lead to doubt or it will lead to pride. Instead, allow God to use you and be one with him. On that podium that day, I was given words to say, some examples to give for every major topic or talking points, right there on the stage. And I had a wonderful time. And for 5.5 hours, I ministered, and I did not even look at my notes. The Holy Spirit took over. I yielded, and he was more than willing to touch his people through me. In 1 John chapter 4, starting with verse 13, all the way through 19, it says, we know that we live in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. That's why when I yielded to the Holy Spirit, He took over. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. So if you acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then God lives in you and you in him. That is, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. So if you have not acknowledged the Lord, if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, call me at 210-695-1630. Let's go back to 1 John chapter 4, starting with verse 15. So if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. This is my confidence. I don't have to think to take myself seriously because God loves me already. And he is not going to abandon me or allow me to be put in shame because he loves me. And you too. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. Verse 17, in this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. Let me read that again. Verse 17, in this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If you listened to the radio broadcast last week, you heard on how I always ask God many questions. But instead of God rebuking me, he loved to answer my questions. I developed my relationship with him first and foremost. The Holy Spirit led me and taught me how to develop that relationship. And because I had this relationship with the Lord Jesus, I got to know his character, his many facets. He shared his plans and he showed me many things to come. And when I study and read the Word of God, the Holy Spirit was more than happy to reveal Jesus to me. It is so simple, body of Christ. Don't try to learn about God through religiosity and man-made doctrines. Once you know God, and once you allow the Holy Spirit to lead, you can share, you can minister, you can preach Jesus to others with such anointing, with power, and with tremendous results. You, my dear brothers and sisters, you press on. Move forward and say goodbye to your past. Forget about those things that are behind us. And you press on towards the mark of the high calling because greater joy and wonderful things are ahead. The year 2016 is also a reset button for many of us who failed, who had been hurt, and even those who hurt others. Get right with God and allow God to deal with you so that he can share what's in his heart and what are his plans for you for 2016 and beyond, and what are his plans for the body of Christ. He is a loving and a merciful God. So it is important to understand. Many pastors here and even in the Philippines have asked me, why are you so fearless and sometimes fierce when you minister on the podium? You are so confident. You are so sure. You're so bold. Because I know him personally. Many of you probably know the scriptures more than I do. You can quote scriptures left and right. You know the word better than me, but I know him. I know how to get to him. The wonderful thing that I read about Smith Wigglesworth, which is one of my favorites, he said something that really touched me. He said one time, when God is not moving, I move God. What a confidence. What he was saying is, when God is not moving because of people not listening, not believing, then by his faith in God and by his knowledge of who God is, he moved God by his faith, by his teaching, and recorded 29 people that he raised from the dead. You cannot argue with results. You cannot argue with the fruits in his life. But he always talked to God, and he loved God's people. That must be your confidence and a starting point to begin again, to have a new beginning, or to go to a higher level in the things of God. It's 2016, and, you know, Christians should be the most exciting people, the most influential people, the most affluential people on the face of the earth. We're supposed to have life, and we should light the room when we come in, that we preserve wonderful things and we repel the darkness. We should have all of this because God does not play favorites. So I am having difficult time in telling myself and convincing myself that I am not God's favorite, because the scripture says it in the book of James, in the book of Romans, that God does not show favoritism. But in my walk with him, I feel like I'm his favorite. If I based everything on the facts, I will be convinced that I am so special and I am God's favorite. But I look at the truth, and the truth in the Word of God says that God does not play favorites. So he loves you as much as he loves me. And God the Father loves you as much as he loves his only begotten Son. That's a lot of love. We love because he first loved us. So let us start with the exciting period and moment in the history of Christianity. Let us be recorded in the book of life that we are the generation who received that love and who loved him back, and that we'll be the most influential and affluential generations of all times. That would be great, right? Let me pray for you. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for opening the hearts of my brothers and sisters to receive that love, to receive that forgiveness, to make them believe again that they have a new beginning and that they will be restored in 2016. Holy Father, you gave us your best, your only begotten Son, so that we will have life and have it abundantly. We thank you, Holy Father, for those that are being convicted by the Holy Spirit right now to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and to believe and to take the first step of faith by obeying your word and by believing that you are a loving and a merciful God. I thank you for healing all their diseases, and I thank you, Father, that all the assignment against the body of Christ are hereby canceled in the name of Jesus. I thank you for God-ordained relationship. I thank you for healing of family relationship, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the manifestations of God-ordained relationship in 2016. In Jesus' name, amen. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. Our service starts at 10:30 in the morning and 7 p.m. at night. We also have Wednesday services at 7 p.m. Call us at 210-695-1630 and consider joining us for the Passover celebration. But seating is limited. We need to hear from you as soon as possible. Amen. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.